We're going to talk some softball. The Big Ten softball tournament is going to get underway this week in East Lansing. Michigan State will be the host, and Natalie Den Hartog for the Golden Gophers joins us. And good to see you, Natalie.
Yeah, good to see you too, Mike.
Well, how excited are you to get this postseason started with, I guess, in a sense, the whole, the whole future is there for the taking if you guys can stay hot, because you've been playing some pretty good softball here the last handful of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not only is postseason always exciting and a thrilling time during the season, but heck, we haven't had a Big Ten tournament since 2019. So I think that just makes it all the more exciting to get those feelings going. And softball Big Ten tournament is a single elimination bracket. So it's really genuinely anyone's game, and we as a team are feeling confident and feeling hot at the right time, like you said. So nothing but good vibes going to Michigan.
Yeah, and when you look at the bracket, you know, you've got, and then nothing is guaranteed certainly, but you've got Wisconsin to open. That's a team you just, you know, it's a good team, but you just took two from them midweek last week. And then you've got Northwestern, who's the conference champion, who you took two of three from. So you've got to have some good feelings about at least the early part of this bracket anyway, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely kind of a deja vu week, considering we just, like you said, we just played these teams. But, you know, what we have going for us is that information you get from playing those games. And winning is, of course, great, but just gathering information on their pitchers and their hitters and feeling that much more prepared going into these same teams. But, of course, they'll be tough, so we're going to go in strong.
You guys, as we mentioned, have played really good softball. What, and not that you had to turn it around per se, but what has maybe been the key to finding this extra gear here in the last, what, 3-4 weeks, do you think?
Yeah, I think, it hasn't been a huge difference than what we've been doing. I think some things have just clicked. I mean, the number one thing, I got to give props to our pitchers. I mean, Emily Levitt just got announced about an hour ago of being the D1 National Freshman of the Week, National Pitcher of the Week, which is incredible and super well-deserved. And Autumn Peace, of course, you know, super solid on the mound. And they just really showed up this week, all week. And it was fun to see them at their best and really confident and kind of fearless on the mound. So I definitely think that's a huge factor. Our offense has been in and out all season. And I think we put things together at the right time this weekend. And I think, like I said, with more information going into these games, I think we're all the more confident going against these pitchers.
Yeah, and as you get into a tournament like the Big Ten tournament, as I mentioned, the future's there for the taking, right? Because if you do what you want to do and win the thing, then the season continues, right?
Exactly, and that's the goal, is just take it one day at a time and keep playing. Just keep playing one game at a time.
What, as you are now into, and again, you're in that unique age group. I mean, all of you and your classmates, you know, have been impacted by the pandemic and had some funky years in the middle, and now kind of finally back to a normal year. What has that been like to get back to where you're, you have fans in the stands for sure, and, maybe you're not having to do things like train with masks and different things like that?
Yeah, well, on top of being incredibly tiring as a full season, which I forgot about a little bit, it's just been honestly a blast. Like, you nailed it. Me and I think one other class of girls at this point are the only ones who have been through a true full non-COVID season. And so to watch the freshmen and the sophomores, even the juniors, go through a full season has been super, super exciting. Heck, our stadium has been packed just about every single home game. And so hats off to all the Minnesota fans out there for that, because that has been super fun and incredible. And I mean, I can't say, it's just fun. You know, even you have good days or bad days, but being able to play the sport you love and play a full season and play in front of the state you love is just, it's been a blast, and so many good memories have been made this year.
And you're having another good year. I was looking at your career numbers, 57 career homers. You're at, what, 18 homers this year. And maybe I've asked you about this before, but where, you're not like, you know, if you watch in Alabama or in Oklahoma, they're, you know, some of their heavy hitters are, ladies of size, and I mean that with all, you know, in all respect.
Yeah.
You're not like that. Where do you think the power has come from in your swing to hit 57 career home runs?
Yeah, that's actually funny. I've gotten this question quite a bit this year, which I feel kind of flattered by. So thank you. And no, I'm not huge. Not that, you know, those girls are huge, but I think I just try to maximize my physicality by getting in the weight room, and heck, I swing hard, for better or for worse, every single time at the plate. You know, I'm not a stranger to strikeouts either, and I think that's the price you pay when you try to max out your swing with everything you've got. But I would say the number one thing has just been, I've always been big in the weight room and just really, really tried to make the most of every pound that I carry.
Yeah, I remember in the College World Series year, I went down with you guys to do the games on the radio, and I went to a couple of the practices, and they had I forget if it was a junior college field or a high school field that you guys were practicing on, and they had a bit of a screen there, and you in particular, you were not, the screen didn't matter because you were hitting these moonshots up over the screen. So I've always been impressed with the power that you can generate. And now at that year, you were basically the designated hitter, which was great. Now you've added the defensive arsenal. And it seems like about every other week, I see a highlight tweeted out of you making a great catch or cutting a ball off in the gap and throwing out a runner. So how is the added, I won't say burden, but just the added responsibility of now playing and being in one of the important spots on the softball field?
Yeah, you know, I love center field. It's been a blast again. I love playing with my outfielders, honestly. Chloe Evans and right, and Ellie Jensen and left. Heck, we just have a blast out there and just trying to cover as much ground as we can. But no, I props to my outfield coach, Coach Wynn. She's really made me fall in love with defense in a way that I haven't really before in the past. You know, I've always kind of seen myself as a hitter that plays defense and not really a defender, but no, she has really helped me find joy in it and find joy in trying to make as many plays as I can for the pitchers and kind of seeing what I can contribute on the other side of the ball. So it's been fun. It definitely has been fun.
Now, we've talked about this before. I'm sure there'll be people watching or listening that aren't familiar. Your dad, John Den Hartog, and I were teammates at Luther College. He was also a center fielder. He also wore number 31. And when I watch you bat the little leg coil kick thing that you've got going, it's amazing because there's no question there's a Den Hartog DNA there when I remember watching your dad hit and you hit, so which is kind of fun. So what has he helped you with over the years? And now, you know, I'm sure he was a great, you know, he was a five-tool, you know, college player too. Great arm, great speed, good bat, hit the ball a long ways. What has he helped you with over the years?
Oh, heck, I mean, he's done everything. I was laughing last week because the girls and I were in the locker room and they were talking about how much they paid their hitting coaches growing up. And I kind of looked around and I said, oh, you know, me and my dad, we just grabbed a bucket and we walked to the park. Like that was, you know, that was my growing up. I never had a hitting coach. My dad was my hitting coach, and heck, I wouldn't have it any other way. But yeah, no, he's been everything to me as in sports. You know, my mom too has always been a great supporter. But man, I owe a lot to him, especially all through getting to college and being able to compete at the highest level and just encouraged to compete. So I definitely take it as a compliment that my swing reminds you of him. So that makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's like watching. Now, we're old. Your dad and I are old enough. I don't even know if there were video recorders back then to get his swing on tape, probably somewhere. But yeah, just take my word for it. There's definitely a resemblance in that swing. Your dad is the coach, football coach at Hopkins. And so I have to ask you about this. He was the coach of Gopher star Boye Mafe, who went to Hopkins. And how much did you? I think you guys are a year off, right? He was maybe a year older than you. So, did you know him very well? And how excited was your dad when one of his high school football players got the word that he was drafted by the Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, Boye is a year older than me, and my dad was super, super pumped. We shared some mutual friends and definitely have said hi to each other here at Minnesota when we've seen each other, and just kind of bonded over coming from Hopkins and being athletes at a high level, but. Like I said, my dad was super proud of, you know, all of his players that are successful, but especially Boye, a person like that who's just kind-hearted and hardworking, and to see him succeed and get to the next level. You know, I think everybody from Hopkins was proud, but I think there was definitely some big fans of the Den Hartog house for him.
Yeah, and I get a kick out of this. I think, if I remember right, Boye did not play youth football. He kind of came into the game late, maybe eighth grader or freshman. Where on the flip side, because of your dad, you did play youth football, right? You were a hard-hitting linebacker as a young player.
Yep, that's right. Linebacker and running back. Anybody I could try to run over, and that was my job. So.
How do you think that football upbringing, including playing youth football with pads and tackle football, has helped your mindset and athleticism for softball?
Yeah, I mean, I've always just been a competitor. You know, like any time you offer me a competition, I want to take it. And if there's not one, I want to make one. So I think that was just kind of, and in the Den Hartog house, it was what you did. You know, when you grew up, you played football. And I didn't realize that there was a difference between girls doing that or boys doing that. And so it wasn't really a question when I, you know, got into fifth grade. It was like, all right, where do I go get my pads? But I think, you know, carrying that through my whole life, it's just helped with being mentally tough and knowing how to take hits and knowing how to kind of put your nose down and just say, I'm going to take whatever comes my way and try to hit back harder. So,
well, awesome. Let's do some hitting hard this weekend, or I guess it's this week, midweek, a Wednesday opening game, and hopefully all the way into the weekend. It's been fun watching, and we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.